1933. Depression grips America by the throat. Two young inventors herald forth from the back of the comic pages a voice-changing gum for children to practice ventriloquism. The problem? That gum won't chew.
Gee whiz!
Say,
my voice sounds the same.
A New York State court hears the case of the so-called Bubble Boys.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, this court finds you guilty of deceptive advertising and fraud. You are hereby sentenced to 2 years hard labor and $5,000 restitution. And may I say, I purchased your gum in grand hopes that my voice would change, for I am cursed with this voice. So I hope these 2 years break your backs, and you know what pain you've caused the nation.
Jumping bail, these men take it on the lam west across the nation in the hopes of clearing their names and saving their necks.
Free, Henry, we're free.
Yeah, we're free, but at what cost? We're criminals, Sven. Wanted men.
Yeah, but the world made us that way, Henry. We didn't make ourselves that way. We tried to give the world a product that it loved, and it did love it.
We knew when we sold that gum it didn't work. You're the one who convinced me that we should sell it, get some money, and build a working version. They found us out.
Yeah, well, so what? We're out of New York State. The law ain't after us. Now we can do whatever we want.
As criminals.
Yeah, well, the criminal lifestyle, Henry. Now we're not bound by the chains of the law. We can do what we want. Take what we want, whenever we want it.
The laws of normal men don't apply. God's turned his back on us.
So we turn our backs on God.
Yeah. We'll strike out. Knock over bank vaults. Kiss women right on the mouth.
Burn churches to the ground.
Whoa. Yeah. Steal cars and crash them up into things. Tell children there's no Santa Claus.
Take horses and jump them over things too high for them to jump over.
Their legs'll get sore and Will won't apologize for a minute.
Go to the general store and steal a suit made out of squirrel furs.
We'll go walking around, the two best-looking men in town. People come up to us.
Hello, where did you get that hat, sir?
Aren't you a radio producer? Nice tie.
Guess what? I stole it all.
We'll tell them. Then we'll run away, because they were cops. But they're too scared to follow the bravest criminals in the world.
Now you're talking, Henry. The West? That's the lawless place in this United States. And that's where we're going. We'll meet people just like us. People who do whatever they want, whenever they want to do it.
The Big Apple's rotten and the West is ripe. And the Bubble Boys are gonna take a bite. Let's hop out here.
You want to?
Sure, this town looks as good as any other for two criminals to knock it down.
That's right. This town's not gonna know what hit them. It looks sleepy.
Yeah, but we're wide awake. I need a coffee.
Yeah, I need some pie, too. Let's fill our bellies up and then see what we can do about fleecing the local yokels.
Good day, fellas.
Two
handsome fellas looking for a meal?
Us two handsome fellas in from New York City are starving.
Yeah. Didn't hear any of that talk about stealing pies, did you?
Keep it down, Henry.
Two good-looking guys like you, honest as the day is long.
That's right. Honest and straight.
Yeah. We'll tell the truth no matter the situation or the consequences.
But you know, this town benefits if you're a liar.
Well, we've been known to lie from time to time.
We want to help the town.
Well, then you found yourself a new home, kids.
Looks like a beautiful place.
You guys see that hotel down the way?
Beautiful.
Can't miss it.
Nice.
Gilded everything.
Yeah, nice trim.
When it comes to places to stay, there's only one option.
Clay cash grabbers, all you can stay in.
That there hotel belongs to one clay cash grabber, A real piece of work.
And he's our boss.
That's supposed to be him on the weather vane?
Yeah, that's him. You see how his tummy reaches out past his forearms?
I'm jealous.
He eats steak every night. He had sex with my wife.
Whoa, that sounds like a good night. Steak and sex?
With a wife, so they know what to do.
And I'm feeding him grapes until midnight, and I go home and my fingers ache and my toes hurt.
Do you have to pit the grapes for him?
Easy.
This guy, Clay Cash Grabber, gets other rich people to do stuff for him.
Hey, whoa, calm down there. Sorry, my friend is a little emotional. We've been working for the guy for so long, and we've been trying to get a little revenge.
Well, my name's Sven Ingeborg. This is my partner, Henry Mossmouth, and we, you might say, we're in the revenge business.
Names. My name is Silky Smooth the Snake.
My name is Carl Shovelback.
For tonight. Listen, guys. This guy we're talking about, he's a real bad guy, but we just can't get our revenge by ourselves.
Yeah, we need some help to squeeze a little cash out of him. Hit him where it hurts, you know?
Couple real criminals, and I did hear you fellas talking about stealing.
We've become hardened criminals over the course of the last hour.
We fled New York on the run from Milan, willing to do about anything to squeeze a little cash about just about anybody.
Hey, but just because we're criminals doesn't mean we don't like to have fun. How about we play a little game on Mr. Cash Grab?
I like games.
We love games. We're from the city of games. New York.
This is a classic New York grift. You guys are going to love it.
You see this here, violin?
Beautiful.
Sounds great.
That shows what you know about violins. It's a piece of stinking junk.
It's worth a penny on its best day, dolled up and all.
What we're going to do is run a little scam on Mr. Cash Grabber, make him think that it's a real dime.
One of you is going to pretend like you stayed at the hotel, had a real nice night, a real good meal maybe the next day, and you're going to say, oh, I can't pay for my room, I'm sorry, I gotta go grab cash. Here, let me leave you this violin as collateral. It's worth $300.
Oh, he'd be glad to accept that.
Yeah, he'll smile from ear to ear until the drool starts coming out of his mouth.
At that point, criminal number two enters. He's done up so fancy, looks like a million-dollar mule. You tell him that you're an out-of-town expert and that you know everything that they've got out there on violins.
You see this violin and you say it's a Stradivarius. That thing could be worth 2 million clams.
And you tell him you'll be back later if he's still got the violin and gladly buy it from him. That's gonna get Clay all hot and bothered.
He's gonna have a boner sticking through his own desk.
Oh, the sun is hot. So anyway, old criminal, old you over here, smiley face.
Henry.
Old Henry here is gonna come back in and say that he's ready to get his violin back and he's got a little bit of cash.
Yeah, so here's the money for the room. I'll take my violin back. Thank you very much. Bad old Cash Grab is going to say, let me take this violin off your hands. You said it's worth 300?
I've become somewhat attached to it. How about I buy it from you for 400?
500.
Attaboy!
Hey, now we're talking, but you don't stop there. More. 600, 700, 800. The man's got thousands of dollars in his bathtub alone.
It means nothing to him, and the violin means everything to me, says the hardened criminal.
Ding dong. The fat man's gonna die when he realizes he's gonna get this $2 million violin for only maybe $3,000.
Yeah, Porky Pig thinks he's pulled a fast one, but he ain't.
So he gives you 3 large, and he keeps that rusty old violin. You come back to us with the money, we split it 4 ways, and have a nice day.
Pish, posh, poosh, everybody's happy. How do you guys feel about expensive dinners?
How do you feel about wine being poured on your head by a beautiful woman?
We like beautiful women, don't we, Henry?
I wouldn't care what she looked like, so long as she was pouring with an easy hand.
Then it sounds like we found our guy.
Oh, right. I'm a devil led willingly to hell. I'll do anything that will condemn me.
Well, let's get started, Henry. That's the one over there?
Yep, that's the one. We'll be over here at the playground.
On the swings.
Thank you. welcome.
Hey there, Mr. Cash Grabber. hotel proprietor.
Oh, you recognized me from the weather vane, did you?
Yeah. Yes. Perfect. And I'm checking out of my room for the night, number 602.
Oh, okay. So, let's see. You stayed the phone night, and that would be $7.
Perfect. Oh, boy. I have a terrible thing, which is that I'm out of money. So, can I give you this violin?
I mean, I normally accept cash for rooms, and I would appreciate accepting cash.
You didn't get called violin grabber by your parents.
No, I didn't.
Okay. What if I go get some money and I'll leave you the violin as collaterals? And
collateral?
When I come back, I'll get the violin back and pay you $100.
Okay. You only have to pay me $7 because that's how much the room cost.
You know what? It's worth it.
Okay. All right. I'll take this violin and you'll be back with some more money. How about that?
Keep it safe for me. It means everything.
Okay.
And if anyone tells you about it, it's probably true.
Okay.
Where's the bank?
There's one just down the street.
Which way?
North. That's to the left.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, well, have a good rest of your day and hope you enjoyed your stay here at Cash Grabbers.
Yeah, I stayed at the hotel earlier, so I'll get the money to pay for my hotel stay and get my violin back.
Excellent.
Which means $300 is what it's worth.
Oh, okay.
And I'll bring $100 back. Be right back.
All right. Okay, well, I'll just put this violin here on the back case.
I'm back. You said North was left?
Yes.
If I hold out my hands, which is left.
The one that makes the L shape.
And when I turn around, it changes, though.
Oh. No, it doesn't, actually.
Oh. You know what? This was a good hotel.
Thank you. I take pride in how fine my establishment is. I work very hard, and my employees do, too.
Well, once I get the cash, you'll want the violin for more money, so I'll be back in a moment with it.
Okay.
Stayed in the room here. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Find a girl, then you go dancing. Find a girl, then you go dancing. Find a girl. Hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Cash Grabber. How you doing?
I see you recognize me from the picture on the front of the weather vane.
Yeah. I was just happening by the front here, and I couldn't help but miss that violin that's standing at the back of your counter there.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes, it's here. It's actually...
I must tell you that my name is Sven Ingeborg, and I am a Norwegian-born immigrant, and I play for the New York City Symphony. I'm the second chair violin, and that, sir, behind the counter violin, is a Stratocaster violin worth over $10,000.
Wow, you can tell all that while it's still in the case?
I am the second chair for the New York City Philharmonic, and I play Beethoven, and I have seen many a violin from my father's father, and his father played the fiddle in my homeland.
Excellent, excellent. Can I, would you like to stay for the night, or?
What I will like to do is purchase that violin from you, but... For $10,000.
Oh, I'm afraid it's not for sale. It's not actually mine. Gentleman who owns it should be back soon. You could probably purchase it from him.
I will purchase it from you for $10,000 when I come back tomorrow. I am going on a horseback riding trip today.
Well, excellent. Have fun. But I'm afraid I can't sell it, for it's not mine to sell.
If you get the violin, I will come back tomorrow after my wonderful trip on my horseback riding trip in the sun, eating apples and a picnic, and I will come back and purchase it from you, $10,000 cash.
Oh, well, okay, but I appreciate the offer, and it sounds like a lovely vacation you have planned for yourself, but the violin doesn't belong to me, and it'll only be mine if this fellow doesn't come back with the money, and he was very positive about coming back with the money, so I probably won't have the violin.
I have to go, bye-bye.
Why, hello. Yes, do you have the money for the room?
I brought the money for the room. Anything you want to give me?
I can give you a violin back if you pay me for the room.
Sure, I'm happy to accept it back. It means a lot to me. Unless you want it.
No, well, I guess I hear it's pretty expensive, but...
Did you hear that?
I should tell you that gentleman who just ran out offered to pay...
$10,000!
$10,000 for it!
Well, I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Wink, wink. And I'll sell it to you for what price you name if it's a few thousand.
What? This seems very strange. But, sir, it's your violin, and you stand to make a profit here. If you paid less than $10,000 for it.
But you're the one who knows that it's a Stegosaurus. Shouldn't you pay more money to me? Okay, look. I'll give you $7,000 for the violin.
I don't understand, sir.
$8,000.
Oh, well, sure. Sure.
I'm good for the money. Here's $10,000.
All right, here you go. Here's the violin that you just purchased.
And here's a surprise for you. Take your money, cash grabber.
What?
You've just been conned by the slipperiest criminal, the most hot devil in Satan's hell.
No.
That's right. I'm a criminal now. The government wants me, and all I do is fool idiots like yourself.
No.
Someone's on top of the world now, and some have to get crushed underneath it like the ants of the feet.
Ugh, what a fool I am. You've tricked me into giving away my priceless violin, and you've left without paying for your room. I'm such a fool. This reeks of snakes and Carl. You two tricky little Mickeys. I'll get you.
And I have worse news for you. I never stayed in the room.
What?
Sleep tight, cash grabber. You'll need it.
What the hell do you mean you botched the ruse?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for myself, but it seems that Henry went in there. He got the violin back, but he ended up handing over the cash that you'd given us.
The good news is I got the violin back.
That's not the point. We don't care about that stinking old violin. We were trying to make money. Where's the money? Money, 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 money.
I think he tuned it while he had it.
Oh, my.
The violin sounds excellent.
You idiots.
Look, we'd be happy to help you earn money. We're working on a voice-changing gum. We have a formula we know can work.
Eventually, I'll change your voice for you. I'll grab your sex so hard you're going to be singing soprano for the Philharmonic.
That's beautiful.
Ouch.
Sven.
What's that glinting in that old pie hole of yours? Is that a gold chomper?
Oh, yeah. I got this gold tooth when I bit too hard into a piece of my own gum.
Well, if we're not going to get the money out of Cash Grabber, maybe I'll just turn the tables and take the money out of you.
Here's my pliers.
Open up, buddy boy.
Hello? Hello?
Cash Grabber!
Cash Grabber!
Snakes, Carl, are you in?
Yes, we're in. Did we not check in?
Oh, I guess your names are on the register, but would you mind opening this door for me?
Of course, sir.
Absolutely. We was in here, we were just making sure that the water ran hot.
Mr. Cash Grabber, come in!
Ah, what do I see here? Snakes, Carl, it seems you have a friend staying here, which is against the rules. And why? It's the expert violinist and the person who couldn't pay for the rooms. I see what has happened here.
Yes, and I'm going to make everything right. Mr. Cash Grabber, can I leave this violin here for a moment? I'm just stepping away to get some cash.
And I just want to say that this violin, I've seen it before.
This violin? All right. Now, which one of you is going to take the whip first? No one makes a fool of Cash Grabber.
Mr. Cash Grabber, it was all their idea. We were just going along with it because they said if they didn't, they'd kill
Shut
us.
Shut up!
Yeah, they threatened your wife, too.
What? Oh, did they? Not my wife. Ha! I'm going to stab one of you with this knife, and it's going to be long and slow. Snakes, come here for a second.
Oh.
Ah, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fingers.
All right, Henry, let's get out of here.
Okay, through this window?
Yeah. You jump down first so I can land on it.
Okay, I'll land belly up so it's mushier.
Nice and mushy.
Boxcar straw feels like a four-post bed. Oh, it's good to be out of that town.
Well, Henry, I can say we learned a lot. And if it wasn't for your stupid bumbling and fumbling, we would have been $10,000 richer.
I maybe just don't have the criminal mindset.
Maybe not, Henry, maybe not. But I'm going to take you under my wing. I'm going to teach you everything I knew, which is quite a lot. Because I know one thing about that. I play my part to perfection.
You were perfectly depraved, and I was the one ruining everything.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Henry, I gotta say I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah?
But the road is open, and there's lots of opportunities.
The next town will scam them all.
Hey, listen, Henry, can I wear your coat for a little bit?
Huh. What's in it for me?
I've got some salted beef jerky.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The most delicious beef jerky in Pennsylvania, made by Amish people.
Well, this coat's made from an Amish person, and I'll sell it to you for $2,000.
No, it's not made from Amish people, Henry. I was there when you bought it. It's wool.
You saw through my scam.
Mm-hmm. But you're hungry, ain't you?
I'll eat your jerky. Here's the coat.
Thanks.
Can I have my jerky, please?
Joke's on you, Henry. There ain't no jerky. You gotta be tough on the open road. Suspect everything everyone says to you.
I'll guard while you sleep.
Night, Henry.
Good night, Sven.
Bubble Boys. Created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode written and performed by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, with Mike Brunlieb, Scott Nelson, and Thomas Kelly. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes, love us, hate us, just let us know it.
Can I get my shoe shines? My shoes shined there?
Trust me, if you get the money from Mr. Conti, we're all gonna get our shoes signed.
Who's signing shoes?
Scotty Pippen, you dummy! Weren't you listening?